the year 65. You pick your son, pick your daughter too, from the bottom of a long glass tube. Whoa, whoa.
The future of breeding may just be similar to what's being described in that 60s folk song. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Trot Radio. Norm Borg with you. Down in New Zealand, a genetics company is experimenting with large-scale sex sorting of horses. You want a filly or a colt? Your call. What does this technology hold in store? What are the ethical questions surrounding it? To help us answer those questions, we have with us Dr. Tracy Chenier on the other end of my line. Dr. Chenier is with the Ontario Veterinary College, University of Guelph. Doctor, welcome to Trot Radio.
Thank you.
Tell us about the real nature of the experiment that's going on down under to try and predetermine the sex of a horse en masse, I guess you could say.
Well, what they're really doing in New Zealand is they're taking what technology already exists and trying to apply it to a commercial situation or a normal breeding setting. The technology's been around for a while to be able to sort sperm to male or female so that you could potentially breed and choose the sex of the offspring.
How far are we from getting to that point? You were saying earlier, we were talking that, let's not get too excited yet.
I think it's important to realize, while this is a really exciting and important step forward for this technology in the horse, we're really a long way from, you know, you or I or the average person as a breeder being able to just, as they do now, breed their mare with a regular sample of semen and predetermine that she would have a foal that's a male or a female. There's a lot of limitations still with this technology, and the equipment is very expensive.
But what I'd really like to do is fast forward, whatever the year may be, 25, let's say. I go to my friendly livestock or bloodstock farm, and I say, I want a filly by Rustler Hanover, because in my mind, Rustler Hanover produces really tough fillies and mares. What are the ethical implications, if any, to this?
Well, I think that it's natural for people to be pretty wary of any new technology. If we look back in the days when artificial insemination was first introduced in the standardbred world, a lot of people were saying that, well, you know, that's a really bad idea. It's going to narrow the gene pool. We're going to have two stallions breeding 1,000 mares every year, and that's all going to be a problem for the breed. And we haven't seen that happen. I think that ethically, certainly at the high end, there's the potential for this technology to further separate the elite breeders from everybody else because of the expense involved and some of the difficulties involved with the technique. So down the road, does that mean that at the high end or the elite bred animals, are we going to have, for instance, no fillies anymore? You don't have any brood mares. And if you don't have any high end, high class, highly bred brood mares, then there's the potential for genetically the breed to go backwards. I suspect that it's not going to happen. I think that breeders are going to be very aware of the potential for that, and breeders themselves want to have high-quality brood mares. They're aware of the importance of the female line.
Isn't there, though, a sort of a built-in bias against fillies and mares? Most of the people I talk to in the industry say they'll take a colt or a gelding, usually any day, over a filly and mare. Does that indicate that there may be some problems down the road for the industry?
Well, potentially, but I wonder if the industry can get around that by altering the purse structure in the races or putting in place some more incentives that people would be financially to be rewarding to breed for fillies.
I guess my question is, already in the industry, because of the breeding that's going on, there are concerns that we're breeding a strain that is perhaps too fine, a little too delicate. When you see the cases of coronary incidents, say, within horses, is that a valid concern?
Well, I think that's a valid concern. I think it's probably separate from this issue where you're just determining sex. You're not selecting for specific traits or conformational issues or things that might go along with that. I think this technology is really a separate issue from the bloodlines or inbreeding and so on, is whether or not that's occurring in the industry.
I guess my concern would be what happens to things like sire stakes for fillies and mares if there are so few of them as we fear it might be with this technology.
Right, and I think it's important that people not, you know, at the current time anyway, not worry too much, because the limitations inherent within this, because of the very low number of sperm that are being made, and the stallion has to be at the sorter, the mares have to be right there, specialized techniques for AI, this is not something that in the immediate future is going to be widespread in use.
All right, well, we'll see where it takes us, and appreciate your input in this, Dr. Chenier.
You're very welcome.
Dr. Tracy Chenier, Ontario Veterinary College, University of Guelph. That'll do it for this edition of Trot Radio, and with that music in the background, I guess we could call it the 60s Dennis Hopper hippie edition. Man! Trot Radio, a presentation of Standard Bread Canada in cooperation with Board Communications. Bye-bye.